Hello, and this is Tea and Toast again. Now, on this podcast, this one is just a quick, small soundbite. Just wanting to make people aware of the new Waterstones logo. And this one's quite interesting because I'm not sure what to think of it. I'm really not sure what to think of it. I mean, Waterstones was one of those places as a child I went and... I pretty much went in as a child and thought, wow, this is the library. This is great. And I was really chuffed and I was always looking around new books. And I remember being in high school and it showed me, you know, it's basically the key area where you would go to. It's, instead of the library, it's the cool place to hang out in many ways. And it was all right. And even the logo and the branding was fine. It was fine. So I'm not sure what it was that made them think that they needed a rebrand, but they have done. And they've gone for a very a round looking, like a U, but two U's put together, but a very simple two little arcs. In fact, it'd look like a posh, swishy kind of circular M for McDonald's if it was turned upside down. I just don't understand it. I really don't understand why they've done it. But having said that, I wanted to give the limelight a bit to... I mean, it says that the logo will roll out in stores, and this is current. So we're talking about May 2010, and from now onwards, they're going to roll out in the stores, and you're going to slowly see the brand a lot more. So, yeah... Take note if you see the Waterstones brand, and let us know at just email us and let us know, you know, what you think of the new branding. Waterstones' parent company HMV, who preferred branding consultancy, is Venture 3, and is reportedly driving the rebrand, and themselves aren't a bad agency. So I just want to say hi to Venture 3 and well done for quite a decent rebrand. I just don't understand why Waterstones were looking to have one. It is just a W at the end of the day, and it doesn't entirely matter because I think I'm going to miss the old brand of you know, how things used to look with the golden W. I used to like that. So if you've got any queries about this, or you could probably Google it and find out, or you can ask us, or tell us what you think of it even. Contact us at prit@teaandtoast.org.uk.